Five things connected by one common theme. Counting them down. This is Ben and Christie's Top 5.
My brother recently had his second baby, little boy, and yeah, which is really exciting. But when he told me, I said, "How's the little man going?" This was a couple of weeks ago now. He said, "Oh, the you know that strand under your tongue." He said, "Yeah, his hadn't grown properly, or it was too connected to his tongue, so he couldn't stick his tongue out enough to suck the boob, lots of feet." And so it was a bit dangerous. And
is he all right now?
Yeah, we had a snip, and now his tongue's, you know, normal. And, yeah, he's on the boob, and he's healthy, putting on weight, which is great.
So the stringy thing under his tongue had
a
problem.
That's exactly right. But, see, this is the thing I wanted to talk about this morning is what do you mean when people say, oh, that thing. You know that thing on your body, the stringy thing? There's names for these things.
Ah.
See, so that's today's top five, the body parts you didn't know the name of.
So we can't just say the stringy thing under your tongue?
Not anymore. No. Well, not after today, no.
Okay, number five.
So number five, which is the stringy thing on your tongue, is actually known as the frenulum, ladies and gentlemen.
How do you say it?
Frenulum.
Frenulum.
Get amongst your frenulum.
Apart from...
Snapping that makes me feel sick.
Apart from your nephew's, you know, disorder thing that he had that had...
Disorder
thing. Oh, I'm sorry. Like
a weird growth.
Problem. Yeah. When else would you ever need to use the word frenulum? Ever.
What if you're kissing and you...
Please, who's kissing underneath the tongue? That's so sick.
Back
if you're doing
15,
it.
You don't know what you're doing.
If you're
chucking
doing it
your tongue
like that,
everywhere.
You're doing it wrong.
Come on. Were you in a little position where you're sideways head and you're
not
about to drown on his tongue?
Tongue under the tongue. Tongue,
well, I don't know.
Tongue under tongue.
I remember I was loose cannon. Chicks used to just suck face.
Oh,
we used
that's
to call
gross.
It.
Number four. You're gross.
Gross. The little nub on your ear. You know that nub just next to your hole?
On the inside of the ear.
On the inside. Do you know what the nub's called?
Yeah, it's a tragus.
How did you know that? That's right.
Because I got it pierced when I was 17 on school.
But how did you know it's...
Gold Coast.
That's so cool.
Because we went there, me and my bestie went, and we're like...
And you knew before then it was the tragus.
Because we wanted to do something bad. No, we didn't know until we went to the piercer. So we wanted to do something bad. We want something different, but we were still pretty, like, good girls. So we said, we don't want to get a tattoo. We don't want to get our nose pierced. And we said, is there anything else we can get done that's kind of cool? And they said, what about your tragus? It's that little thing in your ear. So I had it pierced.
So that's how you knew.
Yeah, I had it pierced for years. Here we were thinking we were so hardcore, such rebels. The ring is like the size of a breadcrumb. They're small. They're tiny little diamante.
I know the ones you're talking about. Yeah, I think Mel's got a tragus pierced.
Yeah, I took it out because it used to get caught on my hair.
Oh, so the hair caught on the tragus piercing.
Number three.
The flat area between your eyebrows is known as the glabella.
I got that wax yesterday.
Jeez, you're all about, aren't you?
I went late night shopping yesterday and I was like, why is everyone staring at my face like that? I realised I'd had a bit of a reaction and my brow was red. It was bright red.
So you see, Christy loves brow maintenance.
Yeah, I've got a brow comb. I use it every day.
So people were staring at your glabella last night. Your inflamed glabella.
Love what you've done. Inflamed glabella. Imagine if I turned around to the other shoppers. Can you please stop staring at my inflamed glabella?
Thank you. I appreciate it. People think you're nuts, but that's the right term for it. Here we go. The downward curve on your upper lip is called the tubercle.
The downward
curve. That curve just under your nose. So if you go to the centre of your nose, that little sort of lip thing above your lip. Yeah, you're touching it right there.
I remember I asked Dad when I was a little kid, what's that for? And he said, I still believe this. If you're stuck out in a desert.
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Your
body tries to keep you alive and it gets the snot from your nose and it tries to put it in your mouth to keep you from being dehydrated. Is that right?
Yeah, that's called the tubercle. I don't know if that's
Is that
correct.
What it does? Like, why is it there otherwise?
Well, that I can't answer.
It's to guide. It's to guide the snot in to aid dehydration. I'm not lying.
You can't rehydrate with your own fluids.
Yeah, with your snot, can you? Surely to give you a bit of it energy boost.
It'll keep you going for not an energy boost. It's like drinking your urine. It's all just
a
waste product.
People do that.
It's
in
a waste
desert.
Product.
Bear Grylls does it.
Bear Grylls. I've also seen the footage where he's in a hotel room.
Yeah, same. Number one.
The number one body part you didn't know the name of is the dangly fell at the back of your throat. He is known as the Yavula. You say it. How do you say that?
Your vulva.
Okay, then. That's probably not your vulva.
Oh, my God, shut up.
That's it from Star FM's Ben and Christie. But if you want more, tune in weekday mornings or listen to the next podcast at 1049starfm.com.au. Telstra Stores, 10th Street, Albury and Wodonga Plaza. 1049 Star FM.